This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Americanskis? Kevin Jackson here, exposing the secrets of the left. That's why we're talking about secrecy today. In all secrets, there's a kind of guilt, however beautiful or joyful they may be, and for what good end they may be set to serve. Secrecy means evasion, and evasion means a problem to the moral mind. Gilbert Parker said that, and he's right. Even if you're keeping a fun secret, there's still something bad about it. It may eventually make somebody happy, but there's a bad karma around it. I don't know how to describe it. I think you get what I'm saying. Talking about secrets, Barack Obama making secret, you know, hey, I'm going to have this talk over at MIT, but I want it to be secret. I don't want anybody to record it. I talked about it on TV the other day, and they said, well, Kevin, in full disclosure, George Bush asked for somebody not to do a secret, and I went, well, it was wrong. George Bush says, I'm going to speak to a group of people. I don't want anybody to say anything about it. He's wrong. If I speak to a group of conservatives at a conservative event, it's recorded. I don't go in and go, listen, guys, I'm going to be telling some secrets here about what I don't want done. You can record. You can record it. You can put it out to other people. The reason for that is because we should be very open with what we want to accomplish. Is what you want to accomplish right, or is it wrong? Because if it's right, it doesn't need to be a secret. If it's wrong, it can be a secret. It can be done behind closed doors. And look, I've already told you guys, I don't want to know everything about you. I get it. You got a wart on your tush, or maybe you got a tail. I don't know. But some things I don't need to know. You can have your privacy. But when it comes to secrets, that's a little more dangerous. People equate patents with secrecy. Here's an interesting story. Patents were actually designed to overcome secrecy. That's why the formula for Coca-Cola was never patented. Are you aware of that? Coca-Cola's formula is a trade secret, and it's outlasted patents by more than 80 years. Had they patented it, it would be available after 17, I think. They say, no, it's a trade secret. It's the formula, it's a recipe for us. We're not patenting it, because then people go, huh, I'm going to look at the patent, and I'm going to look at ways to overcome it. I'm going to, you know, now you can reverse engineer Coke if you want. I don't know if Pepsi did that. I don't know if anybody, maybe that's what all the cola companies did. But they don't know the patent. They don't know how Coke did it, because Coke says, we're not going to explain that to you. Just know this, we have a trade secret. That's how they've kept it. They didn't look to, you know, bind the idea around something. They just said, no, it's our thing. I don't know why I decided to flip that in there with the secret stuff. I just thought it was an interesting tidbit. We're living in a world where a guy like Barack Obama, one of the most secret people on the planet, said he was transparent, not transparent. We became president, saying he was going to open up a world of transparency, didn't, left the presidency, and he still doesn't want you to know what he's about. Who did he want to replace him? A woman who is full of secrets. If you knew all the stuff that Hillary Clinton did, you'd be scared to death of her. You probably already are, but it would be worse. She's full of secrets. Super secret server. Even people that worked with her said it was close to the vest. She didn't want outsiders. She was scared of communication and what people would say about her and things like this. She lived in a state of paranoia. Why? Because she's crooked to her rotten core. That's why. Donald Trump is a very much a contrast. The dude's like, you know, I bet you if you hung out with Donald Trump at his house, like just hanging around, he'd be like, man, make yourself at home. You know, if you need to do something, there's my office. You know how there are people that they will lock their office from you? You know, keep you up. Donald Trump would be like, go, man. Do your thing. My house, mi casa, su casa, right? Anyway, there's so much going on in the world right now. Donald Trump's going to be running for president again. He just, talked about his new, he's talking about his new campaign manager. He announced it. Now, here's what was interesting. Trump, he did something early on. I can't recall how he did it, but it was a strategically great move for him to do this. He actually did things in such a way that he pre-announced his candidacy. So while the Democrats are going to be, jockeying for who they're going to run, Trump's candidacy is already there. So he's going to get equal time all the way through the political process. I thought, what a brilliant thing to do. He's already fundraising for his campaign. From the moment Donald Trump got elected, he started the fundraising apparatus and everything. I'm just telling you, it is absolute brilliance what this guy does, how far ahead he thinks. And he's a novice at this. I told Democrats, the scariest thing for you, I've talked to a couple of them, I said, the scariest thing for you guys is the fact that Donald Trump did as much as he did, accomplished as much as he did in his first year as president, and he doesn't even know his job yet. That is a roster. That's like you getting the NBA drafting the top player in the league, but thinking he's going to have to sit a couple years on the bench, maybe be a utility player, and he comes in the game and he's Michael freaking Jordan in his prime right off the bench. And you're going, whoa. That's what we're dealing with. That's how good this guy is. It's shocking. I mean, there's hardly an area that Trump's tackling that isn't, one, accomplishing the mission of what America, make America great again and America first, number one, and number two, putting the Democrats on absolute tilt. I don't have time in this segment, but when we come back, I want to play a couple things that have to do with immigration. And I want you to listen to these people talking about how bad it is in immigration. And who are they actually? These are Democrats, hardcore leftists. And when you're listening to it, let me tell you what you're going to be thinking. He's talking about the Democrats. They can no longer make Trump the demon of immigration. They can no longer make Trump the demon of, Muslim resettlement, refugee resettlement. All right. He has managed to take it all off the plate. The demons are the leftists, the anti-Trumpers, the anti-Americans, the media. These are the people that we're now looking at going, y'all are all suspect. What an amazing thing to have accomplished. Anyway, we'll be back in just a bit. Folks, listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's a saying that the best weapon of a dictatorship is secrecy, but the best weapon of a democracy should be the weapon of openness. Niels Bohr, famous physicist, actually said this, and it's very true. And Niels Bohr was instrumental in getting, to some degree, the bomb into America. I mean, other scientists had worked with him related to it, Einstein included. And Oppenheimer and many others. But Niels Bohr, a lot of the things that he discovered are part of the reason why we were able to get the bomb. And it was just physics breakthrough, genius of mindset guy. And having gone through with what he went through with Hitler and understanding what the United States was doing in building the bomb. And by the way, this is the reason why the nuclear bomb was the secrets that the Soviets ended up getting it is because there was somebody in America who said one nation shouldn't have all this power. If there was one nation who could have dealt with all that power, it is the United States. But it was only a matter of time before the scientists in Germany were going to figure out how to build nuclear bombs. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Hillary Clinton. There was an article written in Vice magazine about Hillary's level of truthfulness, and they said they had set it up already, and I'm starting it right here where it says, in truth, her caginess is deeper than mere electoral strategy. Because what they were saying is Hillary Clinton doesn't answer questions in the press gaggles. She ignores you. She says things like, have another chocolate, or whatever. She won't answer your question like they ask, why won't you just call Donald Trump an out-and-out liar when he accuses you of these things? And she says, have another chocolate. That was one of the exchanges. So he says her caginess is deeper than mere electoral strategy. Even as Clinton winds her way back toward 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, her abiding mistrust of the press, refusal to be held accountable, and habit of stonewalling whenever possible adds up to one thing. The woman who will likely be our next president has a transparency problem. Now see, I'm going to stop there for just a second and explain to you guys that while they saw it as a transparency problem, you saw it for what it was. She's a blatant liar. And the only thing that was they had trouble seeing was that she was not going to be the next president of the United States, thankfully. They go on to talk about these things that led up to it, okay? The infamous private email server, which enabled Clinton to skirt record-keeping rules and send emails that wouldn't turn up in the Freedom of Information Act records request, is just the most notable example of Clinton's habit of secrecy. She was the first Secretary of State to discard a state.gov address in favor of a secret account. Her staff deleted thousands of emails, probably irrevocably, and hackers may have breached her unsecured account. But though all of this may be outrage-inducing, it's Clinton's anomic political handling of the scandal that's been most puzzling. Given the opportunity to disclose her private email account to Congress in December of 2012, Hillary Clinton instead ignored congressional questioning about the account's existence, which was then discovered anyway. What followed was a torturous process of extraction in which the emails were released in dribs and drabs for months, culminating in the recovery by the FBI of even more missing emails. As a result, the New York Times reported this month thousands of emails that Mrs. Clinton did not voluntarily turn over to the State Department last year could be released just weeks before the election in November. I'm going to stop there and just tell you this. The irony of everything that I'm telling you is that in Hillary Clinton's attempt to hide her real self from us, who she really is, what she represents, all the detail we would have gotten from those emails, she torpedoed herself. See, even the common man went, wait a minute. I'm going to be working for the State Department for the government, and I get to have a private server in my bathroom basement? Yeah, with my own IT guy? Yeah. And then I delete 33,000 emails and talk about this for my yoga and my daughter's wedding? Yeah. Yeah. And there were black people all over the country, men and women alike, and a lot of other people, women, going, I don't buy that. Now, I can't speak for everybody. You know the results of the election. She lost, but she won the popular vote. And now they're talking, you know, we got the number of votes that were cheated and all that. But for whatever reason, there were many people that still liked her. But what happened was, enough of them went, And that was that. A sidestepping of federal record-keeping requirements that culminates in the release of the same records as the October surprise. Poetic justice, maybe, this person writes. But it is Clinton's profound good fortune that first during the primary campaign and now during the general election, her opponents have been unwilling or unable to exploit her inability to play straight. Bernie Sanders at first refused to make an issue of Clinton's email troubles and only belatedly decried their murky confluence of the State Department and the Clinton Foundation under her leadership. Donald Trump, they write, is a malfunctioning cotton candy machine, too haywire to spin one durable lasting strand. How'd that work out for him? Given the insanity of the right-wing conspiracies about Clinton, she of the cattle futures, the secret Parkinson's, Vince Foster's murder, it's not hard to see why one might dismiss less wild accusations against her. See, I love how these people, they so miscalculate. They think we're idiots. Oh, Donald Trump couldn't weave the strand. Donald Trump branded Hillary Clinton. He might as well have taken out a hot cattle prod and put Crooked Hillary as the brand and burned it right into her big old white buttocks, because that's what he did. Now, look, all is forgiven. These clowns, they lost. And this writer at least recognizes that Hillary Clinton is a bald-faced liar. Here's a saying, secrecy once accepted becomes an addiction. And that's what the Clintons did. Article after article you can read that said the Clintons were secret to a point of paranoia. Paranoia. Hillary Clinton is telling you Donald Trump is unhinged. He's not worthy of being president. She's giving you all these things that this successful person who has been a relatively, I mean, I don't know of a more open book president. Tell me what it is. If you don't know something about Donald Trump, it's because it's good. You may not know that he builds houses for people, pulls limos over to change flats, give people rides, you know, pays for their medicals, things like that. Little things that you just dismiss, he does routinely. You may not know that, but you know everything else about him. You know his bankruptcy. You know his divorces. You know his children. You know his, you know, lawsuits and all these other things. There's nothing you don't know about this guy. What do you really know about the Clintons other than you know they're crooked to their core? That's all you know. I asked earlier, what do you know about Obama? Tell me. The story they wrote about this fool's girlfriends was, they said, an amalgam of all of them. And so now you know of a couple. There's one white chick and one Asian chick. That's all we know. But then there's rumors about him dating boys. What do you know about it? What has really been written about him? You don't know. You may never know.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
During the summit, I made clear all NATO allies must honor their obligations, and I'm pleased to report that we have received substantial commitments from members to increase their defense spending and to do so in a much more timely manner.
President Donald Trump earlier today in a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May. The president also had tea with Queen Elizabeth II. The president is now spending the weekend in Scotland. A dozen Russian intelligence officials were charged with hacking into the DNC and the campaign of 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Congressman Lee Zeldin says this has to be a warning sign for all Americans.
This is the appropriate supervised scope of an investigation with regards to the 2016 election. Russia meddles. They meddle in Afghanistan where they meddle with the Taliban. They do it in Syria with Assad.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
President, if Robert Mueller asks you to come and speak with his committee personally, are you committed still to doing that? Do you believe that?
Just so you understand. There's been no collusion. There's been no crime. And in theory, everybody tells me I'm not under investigation. Maybe Hillary is, I don't know, but I'm not. But there's been no collusion. There's been no crime. But we have been very open. We could have done it two ways. We could have been very closed, and it would have taken years. But, you know, sort of like when you've done nothing wrong, let's be open and get it over with. Because, honestly, it's very, very bad for our country. It's making our country look foolish. And this is a country that I don't want looking foolish. And it's not going to look foolish as long as I'm here. So we've been very open, and we just want to get that over with.
I love that about Donald Trump. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So Donald Trump's responding to the question of, you know, would you cooperate? What else can he do? They gave him Papadopoulos' emails. They gave him Donald Trump Jr.'s emails. Donald Trump said, no, in certain terms, if you got to investigate somebody surrounding me, go for it. I mean, look, this is all media subterfuge, but here's what I want to play. I wanted to get that clip ready for Mika, or Micah, whatever her name is, Brzezinski. I want you to hear this, but before I even tease it, I want you to hear what she has to say, and then I'm going to give you my opinion about it.
Yeah. I mean, he's playing to a guy with autocratic tendencies, so there you go.
And it all plays into the bigger picture. I had some friends that went to Paris over the holiday, and they said they were viscerally...
Paris, Texas, right?
Paris, France.
Oh, Paris, France.
And they said they were just viscerally embarrassed to be Americans. They said it was the first time that it was sort of chilling, that they didn't even want to share where they were from.
I chuckled at that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What's striking about that comment is there's no way to verify it. Oh my, you know, I have some friends of mine called and they told me, you know, that they were in Paris and they're embarrassed about what? Embarrassed about the fact that the United States has had a resurgence? Embarrassed that the United States is forcing NATO to pay its bills? Embarrassed that the United States is dealing with Russia like with big boy pants? Dealing with China to where we now have opened up that market to not only us, but to the rest of the world? Embarrassed about what? That North Korea has now reached out to South Korea? That the U.S. economy is booming? You know, look, the funny thing about this is nobody challenges these people. Somebody on that panel should have said, well, what would your friends have to be embarrassed about? Let me ask you this. Would they have been more embarrassed under Obama, given that our economy now seems to be booming? We, from a world stage point of view, I'm talking about the way the world is looking at us. Don't you feel that our foreign policy now has a little bit more meat on the bones?
What would they specifically tell me? What were they embarrassed about? Are they embarrassed about the president? What? Because if that's the case, couldn't somebody else have come back from Paris and said they were just as embarrassed about Barack Obama being president? Let me ask you, Mika, do you have any friends that are embarrassed about the Obama administration? Do you know any Democrats who are embarrassed that Barack Obama lost over 1,000 seats during his tenure as presidency? Do you have any? Were any of them embarrassed by Barack Obama making the statement that, that Donald Trump couldn't save Carrier, and then he did it? Are they embarrassed that Barack Obama said to us, we wouldn't bring back manufacturing jobs, and Donald Trump is doing it? Are you embarrassed that Barack Obama implied that he was the only guy who could make this economy grow when he couldn't get 3% GDP and said Donald Trump could, but Donald Trump got 3% GDP 2 quarters in a row? Are you embarrassed about that? It's crazy. Our credit rating was lower during the time of Obama. Cops being killed, mass shootings, terror attacks, and I could go on, and they could find nothing to be embarrassed about. They're big hypocrites is what they are. Every single one to their rotten core are hypocrites. I told you a friend of mine, he talked about the Golden Globes, and he sent out a thing that said he was embarrassed at Oprah Winfrey, and he got responses back. And one of the responses back was, unfortunately, our youth idolize false gods because they are force-fed that on our TV and social media. We need to show the public front and center who the real heroes are: single mothers, veterans, firefighters, EMT, doctors, etc. People need to realize that the heroes are not people who play these false, you know, idols in Hollywood. They're not our heroes. Your heroes should begin at home. They tell you a lot of stuff begins at home. Charity begins at home. Let me tell you what begins at home. Hero worship. And it starts with your mother and your father. That's who you should idolize. You should idolize your grandparents. So I'll give you an example. I have an uncle. He's worth millions of dollars. He was a coach, a high school coach, wrestling coach. And he got involved in real estate. He dabbled in it, and he had his own special way he did it. And right before the market crashed, he sold all of his real estate holdings. Moved out to Montana. Built a 6,500 square foot cabin right on the mountains, you know, right at the foothill of the mountains. 120 acre little spread there. And he's worth millions of dollars. And he was a high school wrestling coach. And he saw the opportunity to start investing and doing his money right. And he has his own technique. I wouldn't have invested like him. He never tried to make money while he had the product, the properties. He just kept them going because he was always waiting on the sale. Then he timed it, boop, and the sale came. And he's worth over $50 million. He was a high school wrestling coach. And this is a guy that did it by the book, played all the rules, you know, didn't cut any corners. He didn't know anybody. He didn't hobnob with wealthy people and all this other stuff. He and a Mexican dude that he met, they became partners, and both of them settled out of this thing. Very, very wealthy men. Blue-collar guys. Anyway, those are the idols. The guys that aren't running around driving to drive Ferraris and, you know, and jet set people and all this other stuff. These people in Hollywood are a joke. I want to play this next clip. This is a guy. These are the panel on Morning Joe talking about Donald Trump and his tweeting on North Korea.
This is just the holy, some still connection to normalcy here. For
all of our lifetimes, any president of any party who treated threats of nuclear war in any way, in a cavalier way. We've not seen that, really, from Republicans or Democrats. Anybody who treated this cavalierly would be roundly condemned by all serious people in both parties. He is not merely being cavalier with a threat about nuclear war. He's being cavalier in a way that it makes him seem demented and deranged and makes no serious of our serious allies or adversaries around the world think that he's a serious person talking in this way about the most serious threat that the world ever faces.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was an MSNBC panel, and they paint Trump as he's a crazy man. Look at him. He's talking about pushing the button. Kim Jong-un says, I got a button. Donald Trump says, my button's bigger. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, to me it's so obvious. You see the shift. He's deranged. He's delusional. He's unhinged. How could we possibly trust him? By the way, a regurgitation. We're just circling back to what they said originally when Donald Trump was running for president. He's crazy. He's unfit. Why would we get turned this economy over to him? He could have the nuclear football. He could push the button at any time. Yeah, and he's pushing buttons, all right. He's pushing buttons that makes your very sane president of Barack Obama, the guy who's supposed to be the most amazing guy ever, and Donald Trump in year one is essentially made Barack Obama look so ineffective that it is causing the left to lose their minds. They tell you who they are by trying to tell you what somebody else is. Remember, I told you this. The left are telling you, folks, they are deranged, unhinged, unfit to lead, losing their minds, all of it. And it's a fact. Because everything they believe is down the drain. Everything that they've put their hopes into, they invested so much in lunacy. They invested in leftism. They invested in Barack Obama. And you are watching a guy without even breaking a sweat destroy it. Let me put it to you this way. You think you can run. You think you're fast. Okay? And you've been running in high school and you're winning your races. And then you go to college and you get out on that track and there's a guy who's running alongside you just looking at you and he's smiling. It's not even a race to him. And you are straining. You've got it all in. And there's nothing you can do except you look at this guy and go, wow.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Too much sanity may be madness, and the maddest of all, to see life as it is, not as it should be. Miguel de Cervantes said that. He is the person who wrote Don Quixote. Now, that saying, too much sanity maybe madness, and the maddest of all, to see life as it is, not as it should be, I say applies to Hillary Clinton. Yeah, she's now seeing life as it is, not life as it should be. That's got to be sheer madness. Yeah. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We are dealing with sanity, which means we also have to deal with insanity. And the insanity of it all is you started to count. But what's really insane about that is you never should have not counted. Does that confuse you? In other words, you're the boss. We are the boss. When did the boss let the employees start running us? Because that's what we do. We do it across the board. How much money does the average Hollywoodo make? Who's the boss? You're the boss. You're the ones who determine who gets to be popular and who doesn't. They think they do. I'm super talented. I'm really a good singer. I'm this or that. I've got lots of drive. Let me tell you something. There are more talented people in every field of study. Everybody you know. Give me your best actor. There's somebody you don't know who's 10 times better. Give me your best singer. There's some voice you've never heard that's 10 times better. Guarantee you. They get so caught up in themselves. We live in bizarro world, opposite world. Sanity is insanity. And you know what we did? We did something really insane. We elected a person who's actually qualified to run the country. How crazy is that? Have you thought that? When Donald Trump got elected, did you know people that went, that's just insane. That's freaking crazy, man. He ain't even a politician. That's what it was set up for. The sanity of the founding fathers says, we don't want politicians. We want business people, people from the ground, people from the crowd, people from the hood. We want them in there. We don't want professional politicians. We want you to serve and go back to your farms, go back to your businesses, go back to your families. But you know what we do? We send these suckers up there and they stay forever. And you know what happens when you stay forever? You try to figure out a way to stay longer. And we allow it. President's got term limits. We accept it. Congress has no term limits. We got judges that have to die in office. Many roles are that way. Now, we've even got deep state roles that have no elected officials whatsoever. They can be appointed by the people in power. They give them power over you in ways that would blow your mind. And we think we're sane. I said, we think it's stupid when a dog chases its tail. The dog's looking at us going, this may look stupid, but what y'all do makes me look like a genius. We got Donald Trump elected. His message got through the insanity of the media. He was able to make sure that all the crooked facets of that Clinton fake diamond, that cubic zirconia, shine through. And despite the media onslaught that Donald Trump faced, you know what he did? He trusted his training. All those years of the art of the deal, understanding people, understanding emotions, understanding, I don't know, having his finger on the pulse of America. Donald Trump has applied warrior concepts to his daily routine so much so they are second nature to him. He doesn't even have to think about it. And the Democrats oblige him because they still, even to this moment, they underestimate Donald Trump. One of Trump's favorite quotes is, a leader has a right to be beaten, but never the right to be surprised. What he's saying is, I may enter that race knowing Usain Bolt's going to beat me, but it isn't going to be by surprise. I know exactly what can happen. I know, and I don't know why it can happen. And I will have trained around it. And if I can maneuver him, you know, it's like, you know, using fight talk, you know, I'm a little dude. I'm not that huge. So if I'm in a confined space, I have to change tactics. If I'm free to reign, you know, to roam, you may not ever even get to put your hands on me. You get what I'm saying? There should be no surprises. Donald Trump hardly sleeps, constantly prepared for battle, probably sleeps with a sword and metaphorical shield by his bedside. But most interesting to me when I analyze Trump is the ease at which he toys with the left. The ease, battle ready, from dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of micro battles that occur every single day. For the record, you're in those battles as well. Trump, they say, has a fondness for Sun Tzu. And I bet he's familiar with this quote. He approves of this if he's smart. Holds out baits to entice the enemy, feign disorder, and crush him. This is the hidden strategy. So not only did Trump not stop the Democrats' attack on him, folks, but he actually forced them to prosecute it. This is from a guy who wrote this, an American thinker, Daniel Ashman. He gathered Democrat swamp monsters into a single group under his control, pointed them in a direction, and off they went. From this perspective, the more anti-Trump the investigators are, the better. The Democrats are well into their attack, ranting, chasing, running through the mountain pass, but they aren't looking, but they're looking at a mirage, rather. Trump isn't there. They haven't noticed that Trump is president. Trump and his team are on top of the overlooks on either side. The ambush against Democrats is well underway. Daniel Ashman wrote this in American Thinker. And he couldn't be more. This is so true. He goes on. The truth about Mueller's investigation is coming out, and it's highly damaging. Be it about Mueller's team member Peter Strzok and Lisa Page exchanging text messages calling Trump a loathsome human. Andrew McCabe testifying about a meeting in his office where FBI agents said they, quote, can't take that risk of Trump becoming president, or Mueller obtaining thousands of Trump transition team emails in an improper manner. Democrats are not prepared for these developments. They never thought it would happen. You follow? The mainstream media, they're blacking it out. They don't want to tell you. Eric Holder and James Comey are doing juvenile tweets. See, Trump pretends to be dead, so the prey will come near him, then he strikes him with the speed of a serpent. And I'm talking about quick-acting neurotoxin that makes them get their sanity. Because you know what happens now that the Democrats are starting to get their sanity? They're seeing their real future. Trump speaks in ambiguous terms. Many times I've listened to this man, I've followed him. Once he made the transition and was the guy, I said I'd support him. And then I had to go back and look at the things that he said, because people on the right were, he's not a conservative. He donates more to the Democrats. And I started going back and looking at what he said and how he said it, his phraseology, if you will. And I thought to myself, he's ambiguous on many issues. And this is a learned tactic. It allows him necessary outs while signaling that a deal is possible, but only under certain circumstances. In this article, he continues, he says, this is how Trump wants it. Remember, during the campaign, Trump emphasized that he wouldn't tell America's enemies what his plans were. Sun Tzu says, these military devices leading to victory must not be divulged beforehand. Part of the reason that Trump wants a confusing situation. After the ambush comes the counterattack. Trump's troops have been positioned. The preparations are being completed. The enemy is placed in a vulnerable spot. Does any of this ring a bell to you? The Justice Department's Inspector General report is going to come out. Damaging information on Democrat operatives. Congressmen are getting increasingly fed up with the lies by these deep state bureaucrats. They're begging Trump to pursue Democrat corruption more aggressively. Remember when people screamed, folks, if Mueller had stacked the deck against the president? Yeah, he did. He got Mueller to assemble a lot of swamp creatures into one area, the kill zone. Now who's in it? Comey lawyered up. Peter Strzok lawyered up. McCabe resigned. My bet this guy requests immunity and witness protection soon. Democrats now scramble to exit stage left with as much of their flesh as they can keep on. Hardly a high-level Obama administration person is going to go untouched. And most of Clinton's staff will look for representation soon. And I'm not talking about literary agents. Donald Trump's got them right where he wants them. One of the smartest moves in the history of politics. And he did it for us. He didn't do it for himself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.